and we've been listening.
Queensland Palette member Melinda Hammond speaks with a performer who's been described as a one-man band and finds him someone who's more comfortable at home around the Blue Mountains than under the spotlight in the big city. Jed Zarb talks about his new single that we just played entitled Mountain Man.
We're off to the Blue Mountains, everybody, where Jed has recorded his very first solo song over the last 12 months. After performing over 2,500 cover gigs, playing other people's songs, congratulations on your epic effort.
Thanks. Thanks so much. And epic's the right word.
Yeah, so you are now an indie artist in your own right, is that correct?
Yeah, long time coming. Just I've always written songs and I've always played music, but I've never been in the space really to be able to immerse myself in the art of songwriting. And it's something some people can do. They can work, they can do a whole bunch of other things and write great songs and record great songs. For me, it's been one of those things that I've had to wait a long time to get the headspace to be able to immerse myself in that and that only to be able to be successful in producing something. So it's been a long time coming. So, but the last 12 months, I've been able to really put my mind to it.
Yeah, and that's code talk, everybody, for life has gotten in the way and we all have to make money to earn a living. Congratulations, you are in a fantastic space now, and your new single has already made it into the top 10 Aussie charts.
Yeah, it has. It was very exciting. It was on the Australian Country platform with John Nutting. He was the first one to sort of pick it up and put it on high rotation. It seems to have gone very well with his audience. And I just had another chat with Felicity Urquhart this morning. She loves the song, and it'll go to Saturday Night Country this Saturday night.
Yeah, now Saturday Night Country, everybody, I interview a few country rockers now. Once it gets to Saturday Night Country, and I think the guys from Round Mountain Girls told me this, you're actually on a bit of a winner there, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it just means that that platform, I think, you know, technically that platform's just got a broad audience. So if they like it and they play it, then it feels like the song's going to go somewhere, I guess, which is what we want, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And there's definitely more to come, everybody, from this guy, I'm sure. Tell us about the inspiration behind it. I love the Blue Mountains, everyone. It's outside Sydney, down near my hometown of good old Goulburn. Now, you're talking places where I used to, hike as a kid, and they've inspired you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I grew up on the farming flats at the foot of the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, somewhere between Penrith and Richmond. And your backdrop there is just this beautiful mountain. It's just, it's very blue and it's forever present. And, yeah, it becomes the backdrop to your living. And the sunsets are just incredible over the mountain every afternoon. But there's a romance. You know, it's a romantic thing. You know, you just want to get up in them. You just want to get up in them and their hills and go and experience them. You spend your life looking at them, you know. So that's pretty much the inspiration behind the song. You know, that and the fact that I met a girl, my current life partner, and she's a mountain girl and she lives up there. And when I became an empty nester about 18 months, almost 2 years ago now, I gave up my place down on the flats and moved up into the hills with her, and that's what the song's about.
Yeah. Now, the Blue Mountains, everyone, have inspired all sorts of arts, whether it be painting, whether it be novels, whether it be music. So you're following in a long line of tradition, I'm guessing, there.
Oh, absolutely. The mountain is full of artists. Drew McAllister lives up the mountain near me, Alan Caswell, Rose Carleo. There's a whole bunch of the Robertson brothers. And then, you know, it's the home of Norman Lindsay, the painter, his original studios and the whole thing. So it's always inherently and still is a place for artists.
Yeah, I love it, everyone. Norman Lindsay, for those of you who don't know, wrote The Magic Pudding, and there's a whole monument up there for Norman Lindsay, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, you're inspired from your own childhood of, I read John Denver and I immediately thought of Grandma's Feather Bed, which ties in a little bit with the sound of the song that we've just heard today.
Well, it is, and it's funny you say grandma's feather bed, because it's kind of got that vibe, and I didn't actually think of that. The chord progression of this current song has got remnants of Thank God I'm a Country Boy, but, you know, it's kind of, instead of Thank God I'm a Country Boy, it's kind of Thank God I'm a Mountain Man. It's kind of got that feel, but grandma's feather bed is probably closer to the mark when you come to the rhythm and the vibe of the song, but John Denver definitely is my... hero. He's definitely my songwriting hero. He's definitely the guy that had the poetry and the turn of phrase and the melodies that really inspired me for my whole life, for sure.
Yeah. Now, everyone, there is another side to this man that I've been saving up that I guess would be your old life now, where you used to go and play in the Solomon Islands for the Australian troops. But I've got to read this quote and then I'm going to let you answer. It says of you, Jed, a one-man band and a lunatic, according to some, a little bit rude, sometimes funny, sexy, and always unpredictable. I mean, how fantastic is that?
Yeah, that says a lot about the style of performance that you will get from me live. So I've always very animated. I guess when you've played that many gigs in pubs as an entertainer, and that's what I am, I'm an entertainer. So I get very animated, I'm very quick-witted with the crowd. A little bit sweary because I'm a Westie, you know, sometimes, depends, I can curb it, but, you know, if we're out in the West and there's a bit going on. So I don't know about sexy anymore, that bio's a little bit old. But hey, yeah, I really do turn it on, I guess, when I'm being, you know, when I'm on stage, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing about country music. Now, everybody, I've got a confession to make here. I'm an old lady, so I'm allowed to say this. But I've had Drew McAllister on, I've had Chris Eaton from Round Mountain Girls, and now I've got you, Jed. Country music does seem to attract the most beautifully kind, gentle, handsome men.
Oh, and then here I come.
I love it. But you're not alone on this song, are you? You do have, you're backed up by your brother and some very capable women.
Oh, absolutely. So for me, I've worked around musicians for 30 years, and, you know, I've had the pleasure of befriending over many years, many amazing, inspiring artists that I call friends. And on this particular track, Mountain Man, there's my brother John, as you mentioned, plays mandolin. But then my good mate Pixie Jenkins is playing fiddle, a young lady that I've come to know probably over the last 5 or 6 years, from when she was a teenager, actually, Imogen Clark. And she's another local mountain girl too. She did the backing vocals on this particular track. So, and then a friend of mine, Saul Santilli, he's also the studio engineer, and he also plays bass guitar and guitar on this track as well as me playing guitar. But just people I know, love and respect have played on this record, and it's something that couldn't have happened to me before, you know what I mean? And that's what makes this track really special and will make the whole album going forward very special.
Yeah. Now, has the album been released, Jed, or is that coming?
No, there'll be an album when I have an audience. Because this is my first track, it's one of those things where I'm saying, hey, country music audience, here I am. If you love me or you love my music, I'll give you some more. And so I'm going through this organic process of giving the country music listeners a song at a time. And if they embrace me, then, and they want an album, I'll give them an album. But they will get a single every 3 months from me, as long as it's being embraced. And so far, I'm blown away and humbled by the amount of support I'm getting on this first track. And a special thanks to you too, Mel.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest it's because you're damn good. And you're actually taking the tried and true indie path, aren't you? And I know we do this with our writers as well. Your song is up on iTunes, Spotify and Google Play. And it's where people go to look now, isn't it? They don't go into record shops anymore like we did in the olden days. This is true consumer choice, isn't it?
It is. And believe it or not, back in the 1940s and 50s, an independent artist, as they were blossoming through the early rock era, would run down to the record store, record a single, and then run that record straight up to the radio station, And if that worked, they'd do that again and they'd repeat, repeat, repeat until they had an audience. And that was the organic process that formed before it got formalised by record companies. And then a whole new business model emerged of making albums first. I think because of social media and all the different platforms now, I believe we've gone back to this sort of, well, I don't think it's changed, but I think the organic model can work. The original model can work in amongst all of this stuff where it couldn't have worked before social media.
Yeah, and also I guess country music is a very tight-knit family, and word of mouth, things spread very quickly, don't they?
They sure do. I mean, I've been going to Tamworth for many, many, many years, and I've been to the Gympie Muster and, you know, a few other, you know, CMC Rocks, and I keep seeing the same people year after year. It's funny how you become familiar with just country music lovers, and most of, well, all of my experiences that the people who love country music are gentle, good souls, soul of the earth people.
Yeah, exactly as you present. And that's the impression I get with, as I said, everyone I chat to. What's next for you? What's coming up? I know you play at the Lithgow RSL and I know you get around the traps. It's coming up to Christmas. Anything special?
Nothing special, no. Just go and see through Christmas. My two of my sons have moved up to the Sunshine Coast. My eldest son and his wife have my two grandsons up there. And I have a daughter down here in Sydney, and her and her husband have my granddaughter. So it's a fair, I don't get to see those grandsons too often up in the Sunshine Coast, so we're going to take some time off and go up there and hang with those guys after the new year. I will be going to Tamworth. I'll be Warren H. Williams as guitarist for the time up in Tamworth, and then Australia Day I'm going off to do the hay run out at Quilpie with the Burrumbarra Hay Runners.
If you haven't been to the Quilpie pub, everybody, you've got to go there at least once in your life. But also the Lithgow RSL. These are iconic Australian places, and nothing more iconic than the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. For those of us who are listening overseas, this is really Australian stuff. Mountain man, loving a mountain woman, I believe, is part of it. But I just want to finish off. You are a man of many talents, because you've got acoustic guitar, electric guitar, sax. Now you're a songwriter, singer. I'm guessing this is only the start of things to come for you.
I hope so. And right now, you know, the song's been out for three or four weeks now. I'm just taking it one day at a time. And 4 weeks in, I'm feeling very confident that I'll be able to release another song in March. That would be the next time. I've got one in the barrel. Already recorded. I feel confident that the time it'll just come out in March as planned, and that I can just keep going, you know. And that's only because of the reception I've got from people like yourself, Mel, and your listeners.
I was going to put my hand up and say, look, definitely, I'm sure Graham won't mind if I extend you another invitation onto Travel Writers Radio in March next year.
Oh, I'd be more than pleased to come back and have another chat with you, Mel.
And you can find all this on Jed's Facebook page, Jed Zarb.
Just Jed Zarb. There's a Facebook page. I've got a friend page and I've got a music page. And if you want to see pictures of cats, dogs and horses and all the kind of things that happen around my house, then that would be my friend page. If you want to know what's happening with my music career and see what, you know, pick up on when the next song's coming out, that's the Jed Zarb music page. You can like that. But I'm open to friend requests, and I'm also happy if you come and like my page and say good day to me on Messenger.
Thanks, Jed, and we'll talk to you again in March.
Melinda Hammond there, speaking with performer Jed Zarb. And if you'd like to hear his song, Mountain Men, it'll be up on SoundCloud. It won't be downloadable. You'll just be able to stream it to protect his rights, but he's very kindly allowed us to put it up there for you to listen to.